Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 17th. You'll be interested to know, 52 years ago, today in 1973, President Richard Nixon delivered a forceful public statement declaring, "I'm not a crook," while defending his conduct amid intense political scrutiny and legal questioning. That moment crystallized a leader's resolve to assert accountability and shaped public discourse on trust in government, prompting new expectations for transparency and ethical reform. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 2 feet. Conditions start to shift to fair by 8 a.m., then become choppy as the wind picks up to sideshore at 11 mile per hour by 10 a.m. Waves drop to 1 to 2 feet by noon and stay that way through the afternoon with sideshore winds around 16 mile per hour. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 6 foot high tide when the south-southwest swell is 1 foot at 13 seconds and the offshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain fair with consistent 2 foot waves through Tuesday, featuring clean conditions early and some chop developing later in the day. Wednesday sees smaller 1+ foot waves, maintaining clean conditions throughout, ideal for beginners. Thursday brings similar size with choppy conditions in the afternoon, but cleaner faces are possible in the morning, making it the best time to surf. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 60 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:48, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:30. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be partly sunny with a chance of light rain and a high near 55. With a west-northwest breeze around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Rain chances linger into Thursday with mostly cloudy skies, highs in the mid to upper 50s and lows around 50 to 52, and only light rain expected when showers occur. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California plans to revoke 17,000 commercial driver's licenses issued to immigrants after officials stated they exceeded the allowed work dates in the country. Notices were sent out on November 6, warning drivers their licenses would expire in 60 days. This decision arises from ongoing tensions between the Trump administration and Governor Gavin Newsom regarding California's licensing program. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy claimed that 25% of these licenses violated federal rules, prompting a nationwide audit. However, officials maintain that California has complied with federal regulations and ceased issuing non-domiciled licenses as of September 29th. Now on to sports. The Eagles sealed a victory with help of a late pass interference call. Rakiasen was in shock after being called for pass interference late in the fourth quarter, giving the Eagles a first down to seal the game. Jalen Hurts scored the only touchdown in an otherwise weak effort from the Philadelphia Eagles offense, leading them to a 16-9 win over the Detroit Lions. The Eagles are the only team in the NFC East with more than 3 wins, putting them in contention for the top seed in the conference. The Lions failed to convert on 5 fourth-down attempts. In local sports, The NFC West is highly competitive, with the Los Angeles Rams, Seattle Seahawks, and San Francisco 49ers all boasting 7 or more wins. The Rams currently lead the division with an 8-2 record, having secured a crucial victory against the Seahawks in Week 11. Following this win, the Rams' chances to make the playoffs rose to 97%, while their odds of winning the division increased to 68.8%. Meanwhile, the Seahawks hold a 7-3 record, with their playoff chances at 90.1%, and the 49ers improved to a 77.6% chance of making the playoffs after defeating the Arizona Cardinals. In top news, it is time to retire the loofah. While using one can feel satisfying, it might be doing more harm than good. Facial plastic surgeon Lara Duggan stated that loofahs trap dead skin cells, water, and bacteria. This creates a perfect environment for microbes, increasing the risk of breakouts and skin inflammation. Dermatologist Toral Vaidya warned that overexfoliation can strip the skin of its natural oils. For best results, use your hands or a soft washcloth. In business news, the Federal Reserve will release its October meeting minutes on Wednesday, as chances of a December quarter point rate cut have declined. This week, companies in the spotlight include Klarna, Medtronic, and TJX. Stocks jumped this past Monday on hopes the U.S. government shutdown would end, then lost most gains by Thursday when the government officially reopened. Equities suffered from hawkish comments, as several Federal Open Market Committee members indicated a rate cut would be unnecessary. Traders now price in a 43% chance for a quarter-point rate cut by year-end, down from 66% a week ago. Retailers including Home Depot and Walmart will announce earnings this week. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to $95,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just under $3,200. And XRP is down 2% to $2.25. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have discovered a way to reverse kidney damage, leading experts to claim we are in a golden age for treating chronic kidney disease. Nicholas Palacios received devastating news on his daughter's first birthday in July 2020 when he learned he was facing stage 4 kidney disease. After medications halted his decline, he participated in a clinical trial for terzpatide, a GLP-1 receptor agonist. His kidney function improved significantly, allowing him to live without dialysis or a transplant. Palacios' transformation reflects a broader trend, with new treatments showing promise for chronic kidney disease. Researchers now envision a potential cure for kidney disease, marking a significant shift in treatment options. And in entertainment news, the film Now You See Me, Now You Don't swiped the top spot on global box office charts with over $75 million. It also took first place in the domestic marketplace, earning $54.2 million from 64 territories. Released nearly a decade after its predecessor, the film performed well internationally, particularly in China, South Korea, France, and the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba Infinity Castle opened in China with 52.4 million, bringing its total to nearly $730 million. Paramount's The Running Man collapsed at the box office, earning $17 million domestically and $11 million internationally, significantly below its $110 million budget. Warner Brothers, one battle after another, crossed the $200 million mark globally, but its production and marketing costs put it deeply in the hole. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author, Walter Lippmann. And he said, "The final test of a leader is that he leaves behind him in other men the conviction and the will to carry on." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.